WYT 88.1 FM.
70,000 watts of gospel power.
Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Was working because you put the bloodline out. I'm like, oh, now glory. We ain't even talking about the blood yet. You start pleading the blood, and you done hit him with another weapon. I come outside, going to work one morning, and looked over there across my driveway and saw something laying out there straight like this right here. And I say, well, I said, hey, look, what that stick doing? Because I ain't got no trees over there. I said, what that stick doing laying out there like that? I got my fence, 2 feet of grass, and then the concrete start. And this stick was halfway on the grass and halfway on the concrete. And I say, now, that's a strange place for a stick to be. I wonder if that's a snake. I better check this out. So I walked over there, and guess what? It's a snake laid out. And guess what? He was dead. He was dead. Stretched out in a straight line, dead. And then I began to examine him for marks. He had a mark on him. I say, well, look at that. The bloodline. I say, he didn't even get on my property good, and he dropped dead. Stop living. See, when the church start really walking in the authority and the power, when you start walking in the power of God. I remember when I first started coming into all of this, we had a big old fence line on side the house. And so I came home one weekend, and that fence line was full of poison ivy. Just blooming poison ivy. Now, I don't recommend you do this, especially if your faith ain't built up, because you're going to need a lot of calamine lotion. Whatever you're going to use. But you know what I say? Mama, I'm going to clean that fence line up. She said, it got poison ivy. I said, that poison ivy can't touch me. I'm redeemed from that. And I went out there and I cleaned that whole fence line up and never got. And before that, I knew I was allergic to poison ivy. But not after I got saved. I just start walking in the authority and say, this poison ivy, I mean, I'm all in pulling them things down there, clean that whole fence line off and never got sick. Never got no poison ivy or anything like that. I'm walking in that authority. Praise God. One day, me and Tammy was playing in the backyard, having a great time. And you know how in the country you can see the rain come from a distance? You can see it way over there. You see it heading toward. You can see that cloud coming, and you see the rain coming. And I say, now, Father, now, Tammy was a little girl, and she loved God. And so, you know, we're always just telling her about God, how great. You know how children are. Yeah. Children just believe everything you tell them about God. Yeah. They don't have no unbelief. Amen. You just tell them about what God will do, and they say, okay. They have to learn unbelief from the adults. So, I use the name in a different way this time. I said, Father. Now I'm asking the Father something. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, me and Tammy's having a good time. Would you show her how powerful you are and let it rain around us? Don't let it rain on us. I said, now, Tammy, watch this. And we saw that rain come on across the by. And when it got to DeWitt's house, about where DeWitt's house was, the rain stopped, and the rain went around the field, and went all the way down there around Aunt Penny's, where Aunt Penny used to be. I'm calling some names out now, ain't I? D-Wade and Aunt Penny, Ain't Too Sweet. On the other side, Ain't Too Sweet in them house. And Cutting Love. And Uncle John Henry. So that rain split and went around like that and met behind my mama's house back there, and that field came together again. I said, Tammy, not out of pride, I said, I'm a son of God. I said, you're a child of God. See what the father, I don't know if Tammy even remember, you know, her age. I don't know if she even remember that, but it happened. The rain went around us. And then I saw it was dry over here and looked back there in the field, and the rain started coming down in the field and kept moving. There's power in that name. Two ways you use that name. You either use that name as a command to execute the will of God, or you use that name as a petition to your heavenly Father. And the Holy Ghost show you which one you need to do. I've done both. I prayed for my grandmama who had arthritis in one of her knees, in that left knee. I laid hands and I went to the Father. I said, Father, heal my grandmama's knee. Heal Mama Ethel's knee. Take the pain away from her. And then I just felt it just come up out of me. I say, now, in the name of Jesus, I command the arthritis to go out of this knee. That's all I prayed. And my grandmama picked that cane up that was in front of her and slung it against the wall. And looked at me with a big smile on her face and said, Greg, I don't need that no more. You're talking about faith. In the name, I had just read Mark chapter 16 to her. About laying hands on the sick and them getting well. She just believed it. She didn't know that was even in the Bible. She said, that's in the Bible. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, where is that in the Bible? I said, here, read it for yourself. I put the Bible right in her face. I said, here, you read it. And I said, now, Mom Elder, you believe that? She said, it's in the Bible, ain't it? She said, if it's in the Bible, I believe it. I said, well, you believe I can lay hands on you and Jesus heal you? She said, well, it's in the Bible, ain't it? She didn't have no doubt. And Mama know every time they got a little ailment, she's calling, wasn't she? Send Greg up here. It wasn't me. It wasn't my power, my holiness. All I've got, God has given me some tools to use. And one of those tools, which I honor and respect highly, is his name. Amen. Same tools and weapons you got.
Amen.
But if you get off into sin, you ain't going to be thinking about no weapons. You ain't going to be thinking about Jesus' name. You get off into sin, you're going to be running from church, running away from people that love God. You know, you see me coming through the store, and say, oh, there go the pastor. Where the pastor at? Playing Dodge in the store. Pass on that aisle. There you go. Time for me to make my break. Not just me, anybody. When you out of fellowship with God, you out of fellowship with other believers. Ain't that true? You don't want to have no fellowship with them when you're doing wrong. So we see that it was through faith in his name. Now listen at this right here now. Watch this right here. This caused such a stir. Verse 17. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. So Peter is really tempering because he's giving them some strong medicine. He said, now look, I know y'all didn't know what y'all was doing. I know you did it through ignorance. You just didn't know. So he's softening the blow a little bit. See, you got to be wisdom when you're ministering to people. You just can't be beating them up. You got to give them some strong medicine, but then you got to temper it. And Peter said, he didn't have to say this, but the Holy Ghost said, now look, I know what you did it out of ignorance. So that's helping them to receive now. He said, I know what you did it out of ignorance. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he have so fulfilled. And then he tells them what to do. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, talking about Jesus, and every soul that will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. He sent Jesus to save your soul, to turn you from your sins. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now evening time. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. One miracle. Don't tell me them people didn't come running to the temple to find out what done happened. And those that heard the preaching, 5,000 people got saved. God only knows the spiritual bondages that are broken when one person get healed. When one person gets set free, you don't know how many of the captive are released from one miracle from God. Thank God for it. Amen. Praise God. It came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power? Or by what name have you done this? They done had a whole night to sleep on this thing, trying to figure it out. They can't figure it out. So they got them together and said, now look, tell us, what power did you use? Whose name did you do this in? Those religious leaders knew that there was a power and there was a name. By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, listen at this now, filled with the Holy Ghost. It's important to stay full. Yeah. Said unto them, ye rulers of the people and ye elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the media ministries of Kingdom First Ministries of Bossier City, Louisiana, with Minister Catherine Young. Listen now to a word in season from Minister Catherine Young from a message already in progress.
He's going to increase the attack to try to wear us out. That's what the Bible says clear. So us that have, we been saved. So the joke like, she been saved, been doing good too long. He'll come. He going to come. And when he come, are we going to reflect God's glory? Now, when the enemy come, he ain't going to come in that tail and them horns coming out his head. He going to come looking like Denzel. He gonna come looking like everything you imagine. She gonna come looking like she holy. She could prophesy. She could tell you where you lost your money in your house. All right. They gonna come. And because you don't have that relationship where God sits in that prayer closet and he talks to you and he tells you, daughter, don't go there. Daughter, watch him. Daughter, don't go over there, cause you and God's he funny, cause he don't tell you everything. When you're a baby, God will tell you everything. Go to the third street, turn right, there'll be a red car. Don't do that. Don't go right there, cause if you put your money there, it's gonna get lost. Don't do that. But when you mature, are you supposed to mature? He started speaking words. Stop. And you'll be like, what, Lord? One word. He'll be like, stop. And you'll be like, stop what? But instead of us cautioning and say, God is speaking, okay, I got to pay attention. And he does that as we grow. Because the reason why you don't hear God like you used to is because you're growing. And then it becomes a trust issue. You understand what I'm saying? So he's not speaking like he used to speak to. You used to hear him all the time in the grocery store. Don't buy that because that's on sale at Kroger's. See, folks don't act like God don't tell us about the little things. God will talk to you about everything. This true story. One time I was sitting in the mirror and I was looking at my face full of bumps. And I'm like, Lord, what is going on in my face? Just break it out. And I wasn't a teenager. This is full adult, well into my 40s. No, about my 30s. And just as clear as a bell, the Holy Spirit say, Pepsi. True story. True story. And so what I did was, instead of just saying, okay, Lord, what is going on with our Pepsi? I say, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to stop breaking my Pepsi because I love it. You will not have my Pepsi. You's a liar, devil. Face full of bum. Holy Ghost say, you know what? You don't drink no water. That's all you drink is soda. See, God tell us about the things that will affect us. Start drinking water. And I say, God, if you deliver me from that Pepsi, I promise you, Master, you ain't got to worry about it no more. And I'm talking about Pepsis where I would go to the grocery store and buy them by the cases. So every time you talk to me, I had a Pepsi in my hand like this. Like most of you have a cigarette. You see how quiet it got in here? Or some of us have them pills, Xanax, and I ain't saying you don't need to take it. Some of us need a little help. till God get us to that glory. We need that little saying there, little, I did it myself. But once you get to a point, God start telling you, and do not get off your mess until God tell you. Let me stop there. Because God will start freeing you. He'll start freeing you. But then you'll be like, this mess of the devil, I quit in the name of Jesus. And then we got to go to Brentwood to see you. Because see, some people ain't got that much faith yet to take them to that place. So that's why God give us, I'm in this house, this ain't even in my nose. So God give us those pharmaceutical drugs to help us, but not to get dependent on them. You understand what I'm saying? So I would buy these Pepsis. I would sit up there and I would just drink Pepsi and be talking to folks, back hurting, kidneys hurting, everything hurt. I rebuke you, Satan, you will not have my body in the name of Jesus. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Say you killing yourself. Why are you praying for healing and you don't do nothing I say? See, that's why I was talking about this balance thing. Because see, we done got off balance. You think you could go to like our place here, Southern Classic? You think you can go to Ryan's and Golden Corral Buffet every week and eat like a pig? I rebuke calories in the name of Jesus. This body is a temple of the Most High. I will not gain weight. I rebuke weight coming. That's foolishness. I'm almost over. It's down here from here. We got to learn some common sense. We take their word. We go write checks. We ain't got money in the bank. And then when you're on the mug shot, and see my girls in here from Faith Baptist Church, y'all give them a shout out. See, that's my home. Yeah. Alexandria, Louisiana, in the house. You see what I'm saying? But you in the town talk like this. Oh, Lord. what they say when you wrote them checks that you ain't got no money for? Insufficient funds. And the whole way out the jailhouse, when everybody done paid your bond, that ain't nothing but the devil. That's the devil. No, you ain't got no money. You can't believe God he gonna put that check through. That is called going to jail. That's where we at. We got to reflect his glory. When people see us, they got to see Jesus. They have to see Jesus. Like last night, we had the play, the little skit. You could feel offense in there. People, this ain't the place for the church. See, I got quiet because y'all was offended. Well, they don't like what I got on their mind, need to be on Jesus anyway. Why they paying attention to what I got on? They need to, minds need to be on King Jesus. But soon as somebody touch you, oh, they touch me. They touch me. Soon as a man stab you, oh, he full of lust. Baby, I look at you, if you walk in here and your behind is from here to here, you built up real good. That is what the Bible says. You don't cause your brother to be a son. Everything, you can do everything. Paul said, I can do all things, but I don't do them all. So we get offended when people give us the truth because we are so used to sugar water. The first thing we do, we go to 7-Eleven or whatever these fast convenience stores now, and we need to get a bottle of water. But what we do is we go for the sugar drinks. Because the sugar drink is what make us feel good. So when anybody step on our toes just a little bit and apply a little pressure, we all uptight. We all uptight. And the only thing the church trying to do is stop to help people from talking about you. Because you look a mess. Because these sisters, y'all, we know how to talk about another sister. And it ain't right. Whole as you is, we talks about each other. tell them in the house, because when I'm in the house, let me tell y'all, let me give you in the house 101. When the Holy Ghost is in the house, you will have some cheer. Yes, amen. Preach it, sister, like my front row here. And then you'll have some amen. Yes, amen, like this section right here. And then you'll have some people, they'll be like, and then you'll have people just quiet. And you know why? Because I'm in the house. I'm talking about you. So what you're saying is, you like, oh Lord, I ain't gonna say nothing, I ain't gonna look, because I don't want to see me. So what we do is we get quiet when we should be saying, oh, free me, Lord. Preach, because you're talking about me. Like the old folks say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Boy, look at that religion, come on out. You see what I'm saying? But see, that's why God loves us. God says if he don't discipline us, that you're not his son, but you're a bastard. But see, that ain't a bad word, that's Bible. And it's King James Version. So if God don't correct us, that means you ain't his. But if he correct us, he send the word to you, he is saying something. So what we need to do is listen to what God is saying. And it might hurt us, but we have to go to our closet. You say, you know what, I heard Pastor Kathy say this today, Lord, and I laughed with the rest of the ladies. But Lord, she was talking about me. See, when you done been through some things in your life, shame don't know my name. You see me? When you done been through some stuff in your life, you know what? You don't care no more. You see? Some of them cheering and grandchildren work the pride right on out you. Well, work the pride. You was proud in her prepared and her marching and her preparator. You be like, mm-hmm. Life will work the pride right on out you. Some of us are so bound, so religious. We're not free. So then we don't reflect his glory. And nobody can see the Jesus in you. Nobody. Everywhere you go, you uptight. I can't hug you or love on you and tell you, girl, you know you super bad. You looking fly. All right, then, this old dress here. Because you got an image problem. Now, God is resounding this over and over, so he must be saying something. Nobody can't hug up you and kiss you. Oh, she's so fake. Pastor Desau, get the car ready. We're going to roll on up out of here. Because, see, we got problems. That's good water. We got issues. Now, after you leave here and you choose to stay bound, that's on you. If you're still looking for that one person that could change your life, just take a look in the mirror, and that person gonna be looking right back at you. It's time to get free. It is time to get free. Like the girl say, break every chain. You know how we love that song? Break every chain. But we done broke so many chains, we like. I say, Lord, I'm tired of that song. But she break every chain. Now, that woman was proclaiming, decreeing something in the atmosphere. Some of y'all just thought that was a good song. But we need to break every chain that would.
Head, anoint my feet, send your angels raining down. Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking.
Minister Young, hope you were blessed by this in-season word. You may contact Minister Young at 318-286-0881 or write Minister Young at Kingdom First Ministries, LLC, Post Office